This is literally a historic storm, one of the most powerful ever to hit the United States, maybe the most powerful.
The damage has been great, and I urge you to keep helping your neighbors, to pray for the victims, and also to pray for our friends in Mississippi.
I was in my house, and I was praying. I was scared because I stayed by myself, and the water started getting high, so I got up on top of it.
Did you have to swim through the water?
There are places that are no longer there.
People send stuff in here. We are desperate. I mean, we have nothing.
To everyone who's lost someone they love, long before it was their time.
I hold a hand tight like good.
Feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye.
She said, take care of the kids and the grandkids.
And to all of the people with burdens and pains, keeping you back from your life. You believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right.
The vast majority of New Orleans, Louisiana is underwater.
And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for
grandchildren, none of them, I can't find them.
It is an evacuation like the nation has never known.
The Ida storm was the last time I talked to my husband.
To the widow suffers from being alone, wiping the tears from her eyes, and for the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight.
These are our neighbors. These are people in need. A week ago, this was a city of 500,000 people. Today, it's a city of sewage.
This man clung to his wife as the storm hit Biloxi.
Tens of thousands of homes and businesses are beyond repair.
It's just heartbreaking.
The folks on the Gulf Coast are going to need the help of this country for a long time. But I'm confident that with time, the great city of New Orleans will be back on its feet. The country stands with you. We'll do all in our power to help you. May God bless you.